On Article 5, my delegation would like to underscore that the purpose of CBMs under the BWC is to prevent or reduce the occurrence of ambiguities, doubts and suspicions, and in order to improve international cooperation in the field of peaceful biological activities. CBMs serve as a tool of transparency and building trust and confidence among states' parties, not to assess compliance. As my delegation highlighted during the general debate session, the only method for assessing compliance is through the establishment of a legally binding protocol covering all aspects of the convention, including verification mechanism. We continue to believe that creating such mechanism is still relevant. Madam Chair, my delegation notes the convening of the formal consultation meeting under Article 5 last September. The divergences about the result of the conclusion of the meeting should indeed demonstrate that the state parties to the BWC need to continue efforts in strengthening the implementation of the convention, especially for the establishment of the legally binding protocol covering all aspects of the convention, including verification mechanism. While fully understanding the continuing disagreements, we hope that the next intersessional process would facilitate to forge common understanding on this matter in comprehensive and time-bound manner. We note with interest various constructive proposals put forward by delegations on the intersessional process. Indonesia would support any mechanism that will serve this ultimate purpose. To conclude, Madam Chair, it is our hope that the final document would reiterate the importance of multilateral negotiations aimed at concluding a non-discriminatory, legally binding agreement, including on verification provisions dealing with all the articles of the convention in a balanced and comprehensive manner. I thank you, Madam Chair.